Tunis rolls by. The first marvel comes in right after Kabaria. A huge Roman aqueduct swings alongside me for a few miles, crumbling but unconquered like a monster from the depths of time. The rains are early and I see the water hanging in the sky ready to fall on me. The land needs it, but I don't, and I hurry past wheat fields and over hills to beat it. Halfway to Sousse, I know it's going to get me. It's a personal thing between the rain and me, and I stop to pull on the waterproofs. The land is very quiet, just a bunch of horses about a mile away. I wish I shared that calm. As I ride along, I'm thinking about Kabaria. Why did it end like that? It would have been prudent to leave the day before. Yes, well, it would have been prudent to stay at home. You have to let things go their own way, or why be here at all? Still, I'm uneasy. I have to find a way to be with people in a less spectacular fashion. I didn't see how Mohammed thirsted for prestige. He got drunk on it, and how can I blame him? It's all very well for me to go around feeling humble, but I must also be aware of the effect I am having on others. It could be potent. Sousse is a big town of 84,000 people. Hassan, the engine driver, lives here, but his directions are hopelessly inadequate. Maybe he never meant me to find him. Anyway, I have spent too long now looking for him, and it's too late to ride on. I come across a beautiful old part of town, and a hotel of mosaic tiles, frothy arches, and cool interiors. A room for a dinar. Behind the hotel is a tiny lean-to shelter crammed with rags and boxes where I can put the bike. A man in a torn and dirty caftan watches me struggle to maneuver the bike in through a narrow gate, 10 minutes of hard work, and then says, "One dinar." I am furious at him. "You should have told me before," I yelp. "That's right, you tell him. Let's have some English justice and fair play around here. God, Simon, you are a prick." I argue the price down to something reasonable. In the morning, where I thought there was room only for the bike, I see there are people sleeping too. The information hits me like a custard pie in the face.